Well, how can we each get started being enrolled in the School of Contentment like the one Paul graduated from? Well, the way to do that is to see Paul's course guide to learning contentment. Basically, Paul relates through what he wrote or through what he studied the truths of God that he embraced. Let me show you what I mean. Number one, because there are seven courses Paul took in the School of Contentment, seven different lessons he learned. The first one he talks about in Romans 8:28. You all know that. We know that God works all things together for good to those that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. We know the verse. Paul wrote it. You know, I think Paul read his own writings. I think he liked to be reminded of the truths that God had revealed to him, because it was true. And what he read in Romans 8:28 told him he needed to embrace the goodness of God. God is good all the time. All the time, no matter what happens, God is good. And Paul didn't just say that. He believed that. He said, I know that everything in my life, the good, all-knowing, powerful God of the universe is causing to work together for his good. And he embraced the goodness of God. He realized that it's essentially, that contentment is essentially a matter of accepting from God's hand what he sends, because we know God is good and therefore what he sends is good. When I was little, my mom cooked something. If I didn't like it, I knew it was good for me because I love my mom. When you go through life and what is served to us we don't like, we know it's good for us because God is good. And see, that's what Paul said. I embrace the goodness of God. Secondly, he rested upon the omniscience of God. You know, God knows all past, all present, all future events. Either we believe God or by our fearful actions we deny him. You know, the most prevalent human emotion that's alluded to in the scriptures is fear. You know what fear is? Doubting that God is holding the wheel. It's kind of like, have you ever, you know, gone, everybody in the car is sleeping and there's a little rumble strip or something and you're the driver and people sit up and they go, is everything okay? I mean, as soon as there's any disturbance, people want to make sure who's driving. You know what fear is? Thinking God isn't driving right. God isn't holding the wheel. God doesn't know the map. He doesn't know the road. He can't keep us on the road. And Paul learned to rest on the omniscience of God. And he didn't deny by fearful actions that God knew all things. Here's a good verse that Paul would have read, because Luke, who accompanied Paul and probably wrote the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts as the attending documents for Paul headed to stand before Nero. Do you remember there had to be a case, a complete case, for the emperor to hear the case? And every person coming before the emperor had to have voluminous documents for his legal counsel to read. So you know how Paul loved the gospel. Most likely, Luke's gospel and the book of Acts, written also by Luke, were the attending documents that preceded Paul to Rome. So Luke was probably writing Luke while he was running around with Paul. You know, that's why he came and went. He was interviewing people as he was writing it. But this is what Luke wrote in Luke 12:30. For all these things, he's quoting Christ, the nations of the world seek after, but your Father knows that you need these things. Your Father knows. Embrace the goodness of God and rest in the omniscience of God.